Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you get the notification from Facebook?
Oh, the $12.99 one?
Excuse me. I was howling. It was like, well, if you want to put out ads, you can pay us. I was like, I can pay you for an app I've been using for 15 years for free.
I can pay you more than I pay for Spotify.
What?
So that I can scroll through Facebook.
What's going on in Silicon Valley? Did you, like, are you...
He's
are
on
you
the mushrooms.
Funding the genocide or what's going on, like?
He's, Mark's not just starting on the DMT. He's off his fucking head on something. He really is.
I've never been more confused than that.
He's on the shrooms. Gawklaw. Hello, and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And just your weekly reminder that we're on Patreon. It's 5 extra episodes a month for 6 of your euros.
And it's well worth it, especially when it's winter and I feel like this is the time to be listening.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
This is the time we always get a big surge of Patreon listeners because it's like, all else to do. It's really dark and it's really shit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you still get your free podcast. We're not doing a Zuckerberg on it.
No.
You know, this is for extra stuff.
You get 11. If you sign up to Patreon, you get 11. 11?
Oh, fuck yeah. It's 11 episodes 11? A month then.
You get 11 episodes a month. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. So we're so generous. We're so kind.
We're so generous. We're so kind.
We really said, be kind.
Hashtag.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I should be kind. Stop. So we're there, but like him trying to normalize this whole episode is about stuff that should be normalized. That should be not.
Should be not. I'm just like, do you know what it is? Okay, right. It's also because of the genocide, my eyes have opened. Like, my eyes were always pretty open, but my eyes have really, really opened up to the incredible greed that goes on.
Oh.
Like, it's disgusting. And I think it's also because the other night I was explaining to the best of my knowledge and to the best of what I've looked up and stuff like that, the genocide and what is going on in Palestine to one of my friends who was kind of like, don't understand it, blah blah blah. And it was just like watching her reaction she was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, her. And I was like, yeah, I'm so amped. And the day after, when I mean I was so drained, like, we must have been talking about it for an hour and a half. There was three of us talking about it. And I mean, the next day, the bags under my eyes and the soul wrenching, you know, when you're just like, I'm actually disgusted with the world that we live in.
I know.
Like, I'm horrified. I'm upset. I'm, you know, and it does really, it takes so much out of every single person. And particularly with the latest news on ceasefire and, like, again, it just still haven't pushed through, but it is mad. Like, some of the countries that are abstaining from voting, like Ukraine. Girl.
The neck of you now.
Girl, are you and you know, and it's all because, and it's like all comes back to the same issue. It's like, why is Ukraine abstaining from the vote? Oh, well, let me tell you, because of America jumping in and helping with Russia. Why did that happen? Blah, blah, blah. And then it's like you have to go into it and you're like, because actually America are the people that put, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, it's like, it's the most jarring Mouse horrific. Every time I replay it in my mind, I'm like, this is 2023, gang. This is 2023.
Why can't we just, like, boycott America now at this stage? Like,
I know. And this is the thing. Like, and the even worse thing is that I'm, like, my family live over there and I'm going over there for Christmas. And I'm like, it even makes me feel weird. Yeah. You know, it makes me feel icky. I'm like, oh, God.
You know?
So yeah, those are just a couple of light thoughts at the start of this episode.
I know it. Like, it's fucking harrowing because it's like, I'm seeing videos. There's a few. I haven't followed Eye on Palestine because I just, in my emotional state, I can't at the minute. And I know that's a very privileged thing to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
The way I kind of see it is, like, I feel like I can try and avoid it just because, A, I'm very fucking emotionally vulnerable at the minute, and B, I am aware of the situation, do you know what I mean? It's not as if awareness needs to be spread on to me or whatever. I just can't, look, the graphic stuff is just, it's fucking, like, I saw a video earlier on, somebody else shared something from on Palestine. And it was fucking kids' body parts when they bombed Al Sharifa Hospital. Like, oh, fucking hell. Like, it's just, it's sickening and it's so fucking infuriating. Actually, did you see the boat in the US that they're trying to keep from sailing because it has all the weapons on it?
No, I didn't see that.
There is a group in America. They're trying to, it's basically a ship that America are trying to ship a lot of weapons to Israel.
Stunning, fucking great, brilliant, stunning.
Nice one for that, Biden. You're really, that's, you know.
Not, I know, and it's, I'm sorry, just even as you say that, like, my friend is over from the US at the moment, and we were talking about it the other day, and she was like, how embarrassing that I say that I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And then we were just talking about that for a while. And I was just like, Jesus, you forget. Like, not you forget these kind of things, but I'm like, oh, Jesus, cool. So what is your Trump or your Biden?
I know, yeah.
That's a... And I was like, when's the next election? She was like, next year. I was like, fuck! You know, and you're like, fuck! And something else, you're like, fuck!
We should just get Kanye at this fucking stage. Like, we really should. Well, no, I say we. It's nothing. Like,
What's that independent dude? That fucking mad conspiracy theorist that's going for it?
Joe Rogan.
No, RFK. Is it RFK? RFK's going. It's Kennedy's...
Oh, God.
I want to say nephew, maybe?
Let's not talk about shit we don't know about.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, this boat that Biden's trying to fucking send over. There is a group of people that basically hung off the side of it so that it couldn't set sail. And then some of the workers started kind of quitting and stuff like that on the spot, and they were like no longer willing to work on the ship or help it get to Israel or whatever. So it was actually making a difference, you know?
That's a big slay.
Yeah. But I have to say, I do love what social media is doing for it. Like, the amount of people that are copping on and like waking up to the real thing that's going on, whereas like people's point of views and perspectives compared to 7th of October have drastically changed, and that can't be a good thing. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and look, any awareness is awareness, so
yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Oh no, fucking hell, it's just, yeah, it's heavy, and we kind of bring it up in every episode. We still need to get in touch with our actual person.
Oh yes, we do have an expert coming on, but it is
to talk about it in depth.
It is difficult considering what's going on right now. Very busy man. Very busy man.
Very busy man.
Very busy man.
Expert in international law, you know.
Yeah.
Specifically genocide. I mean, just, this couldn't sue him more down to the ground, this topic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. But we put a box out last night, on a lighter note, about things we think should be normalised.
Yes.
I can't remember what it was a few weeks ago that made me put this on the list. It's like, we need to normalise. So I can't fucking remember.
There was something that we were fuming that wasn't normalised, and we were like, we need to normalise it. It's ridiculous.
I know. Yeah. So we wanted to know what you think should be normalised, and I was saying, I just can't fucking wait to agree with absolutely every single one of this. Now, the first one that I'm saying here in the box here.
Do you have any before we go anywhere?
What do I think we need to normalise?
I thought you were making a list, you mad bitch.
I know. Okay. When do you think I have a fucking minute during the day? I have all sorts of great intentions. And then...
When you were sitting on adverts getting that television, fucking, huh? Getting that television.
That was before I even put the box. That was before I promised the list. Excuse yourself.
Excuse me. My life, it moves at a million miles
actually,
an hour.
Do you know what I do think off the top of my head? Mm-hmm. You know the way that lads, and you're not going to like this because I know you don't like this sort of thing, but it realistically...
And I know you're not going to like this because you don't like this sort of thing.
Listen,
like,
listen,
down
Joe,
with this sort of thing. Boo.
Sort of thing. No, I know you don't like talking about like going to the toilet and stuff like that. But you know the way that lads, you know the way that lads can turn around and just go for a shite. Go for a shit.
It's called the patriarchy, Jen. They own opulence. They own everything.
I know, but I still can't understand why people kind of look at girls weird when they're just like, oh, no, I really need a poo. Like, I have to go for a poo.
It's not demure and ladylike, Jen, and unfortunately that's all that we've been put on this planet for. Well, to be demure and ladylike and to make men like us and want us and to sleep with them. And that's the only thing we're good for, Jen.
It's a load of bollocks and I want to be able to turn around and tell people that I need a poo. That's what I wanted to be normalised. That's off the top
of
my head.
Who are you trying to tell? Who are you trying to tell? Everyone? Just everyone?
Just, I don't want to have to hide the fact that I'm like, have to be quick. You know what I mean? Have to go.
People who time others in the bathroom, I think that is one of the fucking weirdest things that I've seen. And I was just looking at a TikTok, right? And it was this guy, and he was talking about he recorded the most awkward proposal in the world. So basically, there was this couple, and your one goes off to the bathroom, and he's explaining the story. He was like, anyway, she goes out to the bathroom, her, you know, fiance to be is like, okay, can everybody, like, when she comes back out, can you make a fuss? I'm going to propose, and like tells everybody. And he was like, anyway, she was in the bathroom for at least 20 minutes. So, you know, she was doing business in there. I'm like, what? I was like, why are you're so fucking weird. Sometimes I'm in the bathroom sitting on my phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in the bathroom just trying to get away from the sensory nightmare that is a fucking packed restaurant. Sometimes I'm in the bathroom reapplying half my makeup.
Or you could have run into somebody in there. It's a
or anything could have happened. Or it could have been fucking 9, which is a Dublin special, 35 fucking flights down.
Mm.
There's plenty of things that could be going on, but I was just like, what are we okay? Like,
you
know, when you're just kind of like, was that, yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, was that really part of this? That was important to you to be part of the story, sure. He was like, anyway, we're out there. So basically, your one comes back out. They're all recording. I don't remember him asking you to record, but fair. And it was like, they're all recording. And he asks her, and she's obviously mortified. And she just says, I guess.
Oh.
But then, like, it's weird. Your man kind of half asks her, but doesn't ask her. And then she's kind of like, I guess. But it's like, do you have something? She's like, do you have something to ask me? Because he's just like there on one knee. And she's like, okay, is there anything else? And I was like, clearly this woman didn't want to be proposed to in public.
Yeah. And like, and he was, yeah, not even like, spit it out.
Yeah. Which leads me really nicely onto my first thing that I think needs to be normalised.
Oh, here we go.
Men listening.
Oh, yeah.
Men listening. Men listening, me not having to repeat myself to a man, that should be normalised. It should be one of those things where it's like, I say something to a woman, got it good. I know that it's done.
Yeah.
And I know that you remember that I have to go and get my nails done. You remember that, yeah? You remember that I have to go and wash my hair and get my nails done. I have to do a few bits. I'll be out of the house for a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be texting me, where are you?
No.
No. Because you remember.
Yeah.
You accepted you told the information.
Me that before.
Yeah.
You accepted
the information.
Yeah.
We got plans this weekend. These are the plans. You won't be asking me 3 or 4 or 5 times what we're doing, when we're doing it, how we're doing it. You won't be doing that. Same with my father. How many times do I have to tell him a thing? Oh, don't know. Same with any man that I know, actually. How many times? 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I told you. Did you? Yeah. Yeah. Happens in work a lot as well. Pretty sure I told you that. Did you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did, in fact. So now we're after spending the first 15 minutes of this meeting going over stuff that I told you in our previous meeting. It's really good for me. I'm really happy. Stunning.
It's so, like, it's at the same time, it's infuriating, but also just makes you want to give up.
Like, yes. Yeah, it's like, it's this kind of like, okay, I'm just going to, oh, don't be dramatic. No, I'm... the laptop is shut.
Yeah.
The drama has left.
Stop. Yeah.
I will not be coping with your bullshit.
Oh, it's so fucking infuriating.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it has to be really, really spelled out. Oh. Really has to be spelled out.
It doesn't matter if it's spelled out. It'll be gone out of the brain in half an hour, 35 minutes. Like, it's just not being retained. It's just not something that in any way, shape or form has been retained. And I'm actually putting this out as a PSA. If anybody has found really cool and interesting and different ways to make men listen to you, let me know what they are.
Yeah.
I don't have this problem with women. I've never had this problem with women.
No. I might see, like, if I start talking in a different tone, like, if I start talking, like, you know, your man. Yeah, or you know your man who commentates the football. Like.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If I start impersonating him.
Mm.
Could I wonder, would he listen more? Would it go in more? Would it would be certainly more memorable, me trying to impersonate that.
I could go around with that, like, TikTok filter on my voice that makes me sound like a dude.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think they listen to anybody. Do you know? I think it's just like air. Air up there. Know. You know? Air and thoughts.
I don't know. And it's weird because some men remember too much about certain things. Like, I remember my old boss used to, like, he'd ask me about something in my personal life that I told him like 4 years ago. And I'm like, what? I forgot about that. Like,
that's jarring, actually, because nobody listens. So that is jarring.
Yeah,
that's
it's very jarring. Yeah, so there's people, like, there's one end of the spectrum, and then there's the. I feel like he's standing outside the room because I want to talk about an example. Because, like, the other night when we were recording the podcast, I went downstairs. Mm-hmm. Bobby wasn't even in his pajamas yet, right? You know how wrapped up. Yeah. And I was, like, you know, stomping around, rah, 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 slamming doors, stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I was like, I thought he would have at least been ready for bed. He's like, yeah, but I thought, like, you're recording, so you didn't want me to go upstairs. I'm like, use your common fucking sense.
Oh my god,
have to put up with it. We're having technical difficulties. This is just the way it is. Background noise is gonna be a given, right? And then earlier I texted him. I was like, I'm recording tonight, and he was like, all right, grand. By the time you're finished, he'll be in his pyjamas. I was like, I won't be finished until about after 9, 10. Mm-hmm. So you put him to bed after? I'm like, no. I want him in bed. I want you to do bedtime. But like, you know, he's going to want to come into you. I was like, I can pause the podcast to give my son a kiss and a hug goodnight. Like, it's not, I'm the boss of the, you know, like, I'm not. Curtis Law. The fucking CEO podcast. She's not going to give out to me. Like,
you know, I am but a worker. I am but a worker bee.
These are just, you know, things that you can kind of nearly expect. It was just like the up againstness of the whole thing. I was like, oh my god, I just fucking do it. I know.
Normalise men doing things without me having to tell them.
Oh, without having to spell it. It would be great.
Yeah. Normalise initiative.
Oh.
Yeah, normalise initiative.
I don't want you to be shaved. I don't want you to be toned. I don't want you to be going to the gym. I want you to take initiative. Honey, that is the hottest thing. Like, you want to give me a thirst trap. Use your initiative.
Remember what I told you?
I will be.
And have some initiative. Well.
I'd be slipping on the floor. I'd be that way. Like, wear floor signs around me.
Oh my god, literally that. Very that. And I say this all the time. Like, there's like a couple of things that there's nothing sexier. There's nothing sexier than turning around and seeing him put on a wash. And like, there's nothing hotter than when I turn around, the frying pan's out. I'm like, stunning.
Yeah.
Or like preparing veg. Like, when I hear that knife going, when I hear the chopping of the veg, I'm like, wow. Fucking hell, I have a keeper. I'm like, wow. I'm like, this is like aphrodisiac, like, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing better. I was having this conversation the other night. There's simply nothing better than a man doing tasks. I don't know what it is. The bar's on the floor. The bar's on the floor.
That's the thing, like, and that's like, but that's, it doesn't take much to impress us, but it still doesn't happen.
I've had these conversations. Doesn't happen.
Right, moving on to the next one in the box. Somebody wants to normalise having no savings. I think in this day and age, that's fair enough.
No, and I get it. I think the problem is it was real fucking instilled into us all. It was instilled into our parents from, you know, the recession in the 80s. It was instilled into us from the fucking crash. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, from the 2008 recession. It's just like, it just in our heads, it's like, Jesus, if you don't have savings, you could lose your job. And then before you know it,
yeah,
that's it. Like, and I do understand, because at this point in time, it's like money is for, like, you can always make more money. And I am a believer of that. I'm like, you can always make more money. And sometimes it does upset me at how much I like hoard.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I need to make more for what, girl? Like, what? What are you going to spend it on?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know? But then it's like trying to buy a house, but then, you know, like, I don't know. It's a confusing one. I feel like that one is yes, but no.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, totally believe it. I'm like, fuck, you know, live your life. But then also, it might come to a point where you're between a rock and a hard place. And it's not as if this country makes it really easy for older people either. Do you know what I mean? To have, like, somewhere to live or any of that kind of stuff. It's not as if, you know, nursing homes or any of that kind of care, or even like medical bills or any of that other shit, even car bills, all that other stuff. Like, you never know when your car is going to go fucked. You never know. And that severely impacts your life.
Mm.
There's loads of different things. It's kind of like, yes, but I'm also, but then I'm like, money is there to spend. No,
I'd be of the same. Like, I do feel so much better when I have a bit of a contingency. Like, I do like to have about 1800 just to fall back on in case something happens.
Yeah, yeah,
that's me kind of like, if I'm there, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And like recently with all the fucking spending that we've had to do on the house, like that's not being there. And like, I hate it. Nearly had a panic attack doing the shopping earlier on. Like, it was fucking, you know, like it doesn't. But then again, it's because it's not normalized, like living kind of,
yeah,
paycheck to paycheck for, even if it's just for a short while. Do you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the context of what this person is saying is just like, they're probably planning on just renting for the rest of their lives, and people probably look at them weird when they say it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is, like, I get either. I get both sides. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Like, it's easy for me to say I have my mortgage now, but, like, I do get why people wouldn't want to buy a house. Like, there's... Do you know what I mean?
Well, if it was affordable to rent, people probably wouldn't, you know? But it's not... That's the problem. It's like, a mortgage is a lot cheaper than renting, but now with interest costs, I'm not so sure if that's true. You know, it's kind of like... Fucking...
Well, I don't know about that, because I was listening to Al McGee's podcast mm-hmm. earlier, and it's not that the interest rate has gone really high. This is actually a stable interest rate for a healthy economy. It's not like... that it's just because we've had such low interest rates since 2008, we've actually gotten used to it, or we've just been a little bit spoiled with it.
Tell them, Jen.
But like, a low, really low or nearly zero interest rate is actually a sign of a really bad, unstable economy. So that's a bad thing. Like, do you know what I mean?
No, I know that part, but
I know that.
Yeah.
But, and like, it is a bitch, but it's the one or the other. You either have like a low interest rate and no stability, or a kind of like 4% is probably the best one to be at and stick with. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
So it's like, but yeah, are paying more then in the end, so it doesn't help the consumer.
Yeah, sure.
I sound like a fucking economist.
Oh my god, you sound like a fucking cool economist. No,
it's so easy to follow. I would recommend Al McGee's like Understand the Money podcast. It's so easy to follow, because I'm a tick. I'd be like, print more money.
I know we're only having a very, very intense conversation before we started the podcast about taxes.
We don't like that needs to be a fucking mandatory course in school now.
Yeah.
Stop that, like, it's ridiculous. Even accountants don't know what they're at.
Sometimes.
As you were talking about your mate in work, like.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to normalise not doing cocaine. Everyone and their nanny is doing it now.
So I was having this conversation with my friend from Romania, and she was like, is it a thing over here? And I was like, is it a thing over here? Are you, it's as fucking common as apples and oranges. It's one of those things in every office, and every, like, it's just, there's such a culture in Ireland. So yeah, I would normalize not doing cocaine.
Yeah. Same.
Make the people feel better.
Yeah.
No?
No, I
feel like I've lost you.
I'm sorry, me fucking Instagram knocked me out of that question box, and I went back in and Zuckerberg asked me for fucking $12.99 to have Instagram ad free now as well.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to get back into the question box instead of throwing me completely. I never have these conversations. so I can't really, relate is the only thing. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't go out. So I'm not.
So you're like, sure.
I know people do it. Maybe it's like, maybe if I was to go to a nightclub nowadays, I'd be just like, holy fuck, the difference. Like, everybody's in and out. Do you know what I mean? But
everyone's in and out of the bathroom a million times. Are they okay?
Everybody's jaw is swinging from the fucking chandelier. What's going on? Why is everybody twitching?
Everyone good?
Why is everybody's lips curled up into the top of their teeth?
Why is someone over there fighting the wall?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Something else that I have down on my list is messy houses.
Oh yeah.
Like, just normalize a messy gaff.
Yeah.
If I walk into your kitchen and it's a bit all out, I don't care.
I know.
Do you know? It's like, oh, I need to, and like, then it's just like, it's just consistent pressure. But also with fucking Instagram, everybody thinks that they have to have like a picture perfect gaff or they get called a slob. Do you know? It's like, or I'm just living in the head. Like, I live here.
Yeah, I know.
I live here. And my mental elf wouldn't really let me clean today because I just wanted to not have another burden, another task.
I know. It's, do you know what? It is weird because I do feel that pressure to have, like, a show home, and I don't know why. It definitely is from, like, this idealistic kind of vision of, like, you know, the aesthetics of it,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
a nice
the
house
aesthetic of it all. Yeah, yeah.
All this kind of thing. I will say, though, something that I noticed during the week, and it never really dawned on me that I did judge or didn't judge before, but sometimes I'll come across a video on TikTok, it's just in my algorithm, and it's like a girl, and she's like, right, let's tackle this house or whatever, and they'll show before, and the house is like a hoarder's gaff, like proper.
Yeah, 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 cans everywhere.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, not just untidy, yeah. Dirty, like proper. And then she'll clean it, and I'll be like, good for you, like, this is fucking well done, you know, like, I don't judge her for being messy or slobby or anything like that. But then I came across a video of a fella doing the same thing, and I was just like, ew, you're disgusting, ew, get off my. I was like, why am I judging him and I don't judge the girls?
It could be because you have a bias thinking that, like, and because there is a thought that women are more hygienic. You know, that kind of way where it's
maybe.
Like, I don't know, it's a, like, and this is, I've had this conversation particularly, like, I always use Alex Earle as, like, the poster child for this because I, like, her room was fucking all over the shop. And it's, like, clothes and makeup and, you know, that kind of stuff. And you're, like, because it's clothes and makeup, you think it's better than fucking wank tissues and
Red Bull cans.
Red Bull cans, yeah, yeah, like a load of fucking Monster.
Yeah.
They're dirty, like some half cup drank tea.
Empty bowls of cereal.
Yeah, whether it's like, yeah, whether it's hers, it's like empty Starbuckses and makeup and
yeah,
clothes and that kind of shite.
It's luxury dirty.
It's, yeah, almost, yeah. You know, in your head. But I have said it a good few times before, I think, like, she gets away with it because she is a thin, good looking woman. She's a straight-sized woman. Whereas I feel like if anybody overweight in any way, shape or form has something that looks kind of messy, it's like slop, fat slop.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I think it's no, one of those things that it's like it's so gas.
With me, I'm just like, why did I do it? I can never remember judging any woman for having a messy thing and like doing the before and after. But the minute it was a man, I was like, eh.
You're rotten. Get out of here. Yeah.
I know. Oh my God, I'm an
ass. What we like, huh?
No, but like having a lived in house, like an untidy gaff, that's. It's absolutely fair enough, and you are dead right. And I, do you know what? Since like getting the house done up, I have kind of eased off a bit on the whole show house thing because I just can't fucking help it. There's nothing I can do about it. So I'm just like,
you're like, the bathroom's not done. Sorry,
we don't have a toilet seat on the downstairs toilet. There you go.
Another one. I have three more on my list.
Nice, go for it.
Yeah. See, I did my homework.
I don't have a fucking minute, Carol.
Not being polite to men.
Hang on. Normalize.
Not being polite to men.
Okay.
Like if you're in my space and you're trying to talk to me, I'm not going to be like, I'm really, like, I don't want to have to sit here and have this conversation. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, why am I?
In the context that he's trying to get into your pants? Like,
not even that. It's just, I don't know, like when I was in Greece, I was in the shop and this L fella just came up and like put his arms around me and I was like, oh, like hello.
Oh, Carla, Greek men are not the fucking metaphor for this.
This is one small example. And it was just like trying to have an awkward conversation in broken English, do you know that kind of way? And then he just like squeezed my arse and I was like, oh Jesus, like, and I just like, I leapt so high in the air, like I was like a cat in a hot tin roof. I was like, oh my God. And I was just like, ah, like, get the fuck away from me. But I wasn't like, get the fuck, do you know what I mean? I was just like, ah, please don't murder me. Please.
Oh, God. You see, and I'm so torn on this because I know what he did was wrong. But I also know Greek men are the fucking worst. Like, they're the worst example of this because they are just on a different fucking planet, like.
No, I know, but it's happened so many times where like my mates will voice note me and they were like, I was just standing at the bus stop trying to get my bus and this guy like just kept trying to talk to me and I was like obviously giving him signals that I did not want to have to talk to him, but like I didn't know how to do it in a polite way, so then I ended up just fucking having to sit beside him on the bus and I was like, excuse me?
Oh no, but you don't need to go out your way for them.
No, but it's just that kind of way, and it's like, and then they sat beside me on like, it's like, and we ended up sitting together, and then before you know it, he was just talking, and I was just like, what can I do? I'm just gonna have to sit here and talk to him, and it's just like, oh my, why are we made do these things?
I know, and I think it is hard to kind of maneuver away from the fact that they probably are trying to get into your nicks at the end of the day.
Like, and it's just kind of one of those things. It's just really difficult to navigate. And it's like sometimes though, as well in particular, like it's happened plenty of times where I've just been like, you're at a club with your mates. These lads come over and you kind of half blow them off and they just don't get the fucking idea. And then you're like, turn around and you're like, man, fuck off. And they're like, oh, fucking what's wrong with you? Fucking what? No, piss off. I tried to tell you piss off for the past 15 minutes and you haven't fucked off yet. And here I am still being like, I'd like to dance with my friends and not have to entertain you. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Which, like, how many ways can you say fuck off?
Which brings us back to normalising men listening.
Yeah. Yeah, but that, do you know what? I'm just kind of like, it's just like little things. And again, that Greek thing was kind of gas.
Yeah.
Like, it was, well, sorry. It was gas because it's like,
excusing them. I know that, but at the end, I think there just is an exception. There's like a worldwide exception for them. Like, every older Greek man that I've ever met has called me baby at some stage.
Yeah.
Like, it's just their way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're like,
they're just fucking pervs. Get away with it.
You're just like, oh.
It's like, oh, for fuck's sake, why are you? You're let away with more than you are.
Yeah.
Normalize on your list.
No, I have two more.
Oh, you have two more? Oh, Jesus.
And I'm treating you.
You're giving.
Normalize nipples.
Oh, showing through. Thank
normalize
you.
Nipples. And just camel toes. Normalize just like nipples. Exactly. Nipples and camel toes. Like, these are, they're just body parts. I don't understand, like, the amount of times I put on a bra, or like, and someone can see your nipples in that t-shirt. Well, I have a bra and a t-shirt on, you can still see my nipples. There's literally nothing else I can do, my guy.
I know.
But like, I don't know what else to say. I don't know.
And like, I know that there's nipple covers, right? There's the daisy.
I don't have to fucking wear them.
The petal things, like, I know that they are there. They're there for, as an option. I don't fucking, like, I had silicone ones there, especially when you're pregnant, because like, nipples are very, this is going to be a bit TMI. Nipples are very fucking unpredictable when you're pregnant. Like, anything can come out with them things. So if you're wearing silicone nipple shields and you go to take them off at the end of the day, you don't fucking know what you're going to find behind them. And I just don't like them. And I'm like, why can't I? But I also feel sorry for the 60-year-old man that I face in the office when the aircon is on. Because society has made me feel sorry for him.
But that's what I mean. If I see a bloke's nipples through his shirt, I'm like, I don't even register it. Yeah. I'm just like, that's just him wearing his fucking shirt. Whether it's like, Carla's horny.
I know.
Like, and I mean, no, I'm just wearing a certain kind of bra that this shows through. I don't know what to say. And it's connected to my unpopular opinion this week, but I'm just like, anyway, I think that's more of a think piece. But it just frustrates me. I'm like, how are we still at this point where it's like, are you even wearing a bra? No. And why the fuck should I?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, even though I do wear them out 99.9% of the only time I wouldn't really wear a bra is if I'm going like to like my dad's house, or like going to see my sister,
or if you just got a spray tan, like, or something.
Yeah, something like that. But even so, I'm like, it's just such an obsession with like bras, and they're so expensive.
Women's nipples in general, and I wouldn't mind nipples. They're literally there to fucking feed a baby. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but I'm like, just, it's very frustrating. The obsession with nipples is incredibly frustrating. And then the last thing I have is like not speaking at an appointment or in a taxi.
Yeah.
Normalize me having a couple of minutes to disassociate.
Yeah, definitely.
There is just kind of nothing more awkward, and it just makes the time go so much slower. I love fucking zoning out.
Yeah, I get that.
Totally. Yeah, like when people are trying to chat to you through getting a wax, I'm like, oh,
I know, yeah. But then now I feel like a wax would be more awkward if there was no talking. Personally, no,
I personally don't think so. I'm just like, let the music play. I'm here to get a treatment, and like, again, love my nail girl, slay the house down boots. She is the best. But there is times where I'm like, I like to just stare at the wall.
Yeah.
You know,
I get that.
And it's in taxis as well, where it's like they're trying to chat. I'm like, I'm here to zone the fuck out. And it was like one of those things when I used to do makeup a lot, you could always tell a vibe. And if somebody didn't want to speak, I was like, perfect. Do you know? I was like, this is great. And you can always pick up on the vibe.
Yeah.
You can literally always pick up on it.
There was actually, I was scrolling through my Instagram feed there, and you know, like the Discover videos come up. I do like looking at, I don't know, for some reason, they're all like based in Lebanon and Turkey, but they're all these male hairdressers and they like do all these amazing things. But the one that literally, just like before you came on, I was scrolling through and he had headphones on. I was like, oh my God, I want him as my hairdresser. Because he obviously doesn't want to fucking talk. He's just listening to music while he's doing your
Imagine
hair.
Imagine that. Oh. I'd be like, I'd literally be like, yeah. Like,
nice one. Yeah. Fucking great.
I'd be like, this is incredible. This is insane.
And I wouldn't mind the hairdressers. Now, I love Sarah Lyons. She does my hair. But, I love talking to her and catching up on the goss and stuff like that. But she, sometimes, like, in the hairdresser, I find that's the most awkward place because the fucking hair dryers are gone. So, you're trying to be discreet.
What?
You're trying to be. What? Now, I will say her place is real. Like, they don't gossip. They don't talk about clients. They don't take the piss out of anyone. They're just a lovely bunch of hairdressers. Where compared to other hairdressers that I've been in, where it's just like a big fucking like mosh pit of bitching.
I know who you're talking about.
No, not even in particular. I mean, like most hairdressers that I've ever attended in my whole life are a bit like that. Whereas this is different to all of them. Do you know what I mean? It's never. And then even if there is a problem, like they'll go over and they'll whisper. Like the client will never hear the drama that's going on. Do you know what I mean? I will say that for them. But like the hairdressers just. I think that's like the most appropriate place to just not talk. Do you know what I mean? Because the fucking hair dryer is gone and stuff like that. We are going to maybe continue this on Patreon. We still have a lot to go through with the box and the DMs and stuff like that. But do you have an unpopular opinion before we go?
I do. So this is back on the nipples, right?
Oh, we're mad for the nipples this week.
Kim Kardashian has come out with her latest bra offering.
I've seen his take videos of this.
The nipples, right? So she has a bra that has come out and it has built-in nipples into the bra.
Yeah.
Right? So here's my thing, okay? Because I've seen so much about it and I'm kind of still forming my opinion on it because I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, in the advert kind of starts off and she's like, basically being like talking about global warming and how it's so hot and all this other kind of shit, and she's just walking around in her big nipple bra with her specs on and her leggings on, and that's the crack. It's called Ultimate Nipple Bra, right? Okay. The bra that broke the internet. Now 10% of sales go to 1% for the planet, which is a global organization that exists to ensure our planet and future generations thrive, right? Now I just don't think that nipples are fashionable. As in, I don't think they should be considered part of fashion because they are just a body part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I get you.
It's like, but then I have seen a lot of women who have had like mastectomies being like, oh, this is great, because it's like, but then I'm like, but why is the nipple, like, nipples aren't fucking a fashion, like, this is cyclical. As we know with the Kardashians, like, everything they do is trend-based and cyclical. It's like, now they've decided that nipples are trendy, so therefore the world are like, nipples are trendy. And it's like, nipples shouldn't be trendy. Nipples should just be normalised. And I don't feel like by you putting out a fucking bra with nipples in them, with padding that makes it look like nipples, is helping the problem.
Yeah, she's trying to make it look like she's just normalising it, but it's not that.
But it's not even, it's like, I don't feel like nipples are fat, do you know what I mean? Nipples are just nipples, they're not fucking a fashion item.
No, but that's what I mean.
Something to covet, people being like, oh my god, I have to get that slay so I can look like I have nipples in my t-shirt.
But that's what I mean, what? She's trying to just make it look like she's normalizing them when she's not. She's treating them as a fashion thing, but that's for trying to sell it as normalizing.
But it's like, you're not doing that though. And then it's like, you know exactly what it's going to do. It's going to become like part of a fucking trend or part of a thing. It's just like, it's almost resexualizing the nipple.
Yeah. And
instead of normalizing the nipple, I'm like, I'm so confused by this one.
Yeah, and just
because I know the kind of girls that will go wild for, like, I know the kind of people that will like purchase it and go wild for it and make it a trend. Do you know, like, it's to me, it just, and this is, again, as I said, I'm still working through my feelings on it, because it's like, I do want, like, for people who've had mastectomies or for people who have like inverted nipples and stuff like that, it's nice to feel included, like, it's nice to be able to feel included, but then it's like also adding to this thing where it's like, just fucking breasts are just there, they're just body parts, stop being fucking weird about tits.
Yeah, stop making a big deal out of it.
Society, not these women. Maybe. As in society as hell, stop making like a fucking song and a dance, and then people will be a lot more comfortable in their clothing and in their lives, ?
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know?
Yeah. Totally agree.
It's like, I feel like it's almost going to make people self-conscious about things.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. And I don't feel like even women who have had mastectomies or have like inverted nipples or whatever, I don't think, it's not like it's a wig. Do you know what I mean? It's not in the same way. They're not going to be like jumping from the rooftops going, oh my god, I'm going to wear this bra and people will think that I have nipples. That's not going to be the way that works. Like,
yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. It's like, it's not going to be like, sorry. And again, this is where I'm like going through my feelings. Would love to hear everybody else's on it if they have a strong feeling about this too. But it's like, I can't imagine that being the thing.
It's not even like, like, you can,
I don't think it's necessary.
You can try,
I really don't.
Well, she's trying to sell it as being normal. Like, you can try and normalise them all you want, but I'm not going to walk into my family home where my jar is with that fucking brown. Like, you know what I mean?
But we should be allowed. We should be able to, though.
No, I know.
That's the problem. It's like we should be, though.
There's such a big fucking deal made out of already, and we've already learned all of this behavior. It's just going to be too late now. Like,
I don't.
We're not going to reverse any feelings on it.
See, I think we can. I think we can. I think I'm a little bit different in that. I do think that we can, but I don't think that a Skims nipple bra, by making it trendy and making it something that's going to be like a fucking 60-second TikTok video, I don't think that's the thing that's going to change people's thoughts.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's going to change the patriarchy. I don't think it's going to do much for anything other than be a load of beige influencers' fucking latest thing. Do you know?
Yeah, like, and I don't like to say it, but the fact that it's Kim Kardashian doing it, I think it's just any sort of thing that she was trying to do, it's not going to be taken seriously. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I also feel like she was just trying to do something that has never been done before.
Yeah. And I'm sure it has been done before. I'm sure there is loads of places that have done it
just
before.
Just not wearing
just not
a bra.
To this level.
But they always get taken the piss out of. Like, do you know, even like, I remember an episode of Friends where Rachel's nipples were shown and that's all that people fucking commented on. It was just like,
yeah.
Fucking hell. Like,
yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's as I said, it's one that I'm still working through my thoughts because I'm like, I just don't see nipples as a fashion statement.
Yeah.
Never will see nipples as a fashion statement. Nipples are just nipples. They are a body. They're like a function on a body. They are a body part. They are something that people should just accept.
Yeah.
It's not trendy. I don't want to see, like, again, as I said, I'm not up for the fucking content creation of people being like, nipples are in right now. Nipples are fucking slaying the house down booties.
It just shouldn't be a fucking topic at all. We should just be allowed.
I'm like, just wear, instead of being like, nipples are in, just wear your nipples.
Yeah.
Just wear your thing.
And also,
just do it.
Can I just say, and this might, I don't know how people will feel about me saying this. If you're a woman and you see a girl and her nipples are clearly showing through a t-shirt and you feel like you need to comment on it or bitch behind her back about it, fuck you.
Yeah, no, fuck you.
Like,
fuck you. Leave that to men. Enough of them are fucking probably raging but horny about it at the same time.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so misogynistic.
You.
Like, just stop.
Yeah.
It's just, no. Please cop on and grow up. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for that. Your stamper of the week will be added to the playlist this week.
It will be.
The way we are right now.
But it's a sleigh. It's a big sleigh.
Nice. The link for that will be down in the show notes as per usual. We're going to go and record our Patreon, which is, again, the link is down in the show notes. And we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.